Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. I realize I'm a little bit late to the party on this one, but bear with me, because today I'm going to briefly explain my thoughts on TikTok. So let's get started. Now, normally I wouldn't jump in if it's an issue where I don't have a firm opinion one way or the other, and I can truly see both sides here. But on this issue, I just feel like I should say something real quick, because I feel like it's one of those issues where you've heard people on both sides voice opinions, but you've never heard somebody lay out both sides of the argument. And it's also an issue that has been very popular the last couple days with the TikTok ban slash unban, whatever that was. I don't have TikTok, and I don't really plan on getting it because I've heard it's a major time suck, but like, I know a lot of y'all probably use it, so I'm sure a lot of y'all are thinking about this. And with all that, I'd like to get into my thoughts. So I really could see both sides here, because on the one hand, I could see the argument for wanting to ban it. You know, yes, it does suck up a lot of time, because the scrolling feature of the app where you watch one short video, then you watch another, then you watch another, and you just keep scrolling through it, and it's like an endless stream of consciousness, that can get really addictive. It's kind of like how they used to say that with a potato chip, you could never just eat one. You'd end up eating the whole bag before you even knew what you were doing. And that can truly be addictive for some people. I could see that. I can also see the related argument where, well, because people get addicted to it, they end up not being productive, not only in their work, but also like in other obligations they have in their personal lives. I could also see, you know, hey, this is a Chinese company, any company China has headquartered in, it can be ordered to do anything by the Chinese government, because the CCP is basically a totalitarian state where your company exists at the tender mercies of the top brass. And so I could see the related argument there, where it's like, we don't know what's going to happen to your data if China suddenly decides that they want it, and what they could use it for is anyone's guess, and it's probably nothing good. I can see that too. I can also see saying, hey, this algorithm here seems to be pushing a lot of very negative ideas and views, like gender confusion, suicidal stuff, terrorism, stupid challenges like eating Tide Pods, stuff like that. I can definitely see all of those arguments. However, I can also see the following other arguments. First, you know, as a very small government person, I don't tend to be in favor of big government. So having the federal government just decide to ban it, I'm not sure if that sits as well with me. Two, TikTok is not the only app with algorithms. YouTube has algorithms. If you watch a YouTube video about how the moon landing is fake or the earth is flat, neither of those things I believe, but they're just examples. If you watch YouTube videos about that, or even about Minecraft, you know, something not controversial, YouTube's algorithm will show you more Minecraft videos or more videos of crazy weirdos saying the earth is flat or whatever it may be. That's just the way algorithms work. They're programmed to show you more content based on what you have watched or what it thinks you would like based on what you've watched. So TikTok should not be blamed squarely for that. It shouldn't even receive all of the blame for the addictive video scrolling feature, because other platforms have adopted it. Facebook now has Reels. Instagram has Reels. YouTube has Shorts. Other platforms have similar services where you can share short videos and scroll through other short videos, and next thing you know, you've watched 15 cat videos or whatever it may be. So I definitely don't think that TikTok should be blamed there, because even if TikTok was the original creator of that idea, which it was not, because Vine existed before TikTok, I'm old enough to remember Vine, it's still wouldn't justify just getting rid of it. And then the other thing is, yes, it is a Chinese app, and if you don't know that, you've probably been living under a bridge somewhere. So most of us know that TikTok specifically is a Chinese app. However, even if it was a new app and you didn't know that, I feel like it's condescending to say that the government should just step in and ban it, without leaving it to the consumers to decide if they're comfortable with giving their data to a totalitarian state. Because first of all, the consumers may not be too concerned about it because a lot of people are not as politically engaged as I am and as you may be if you listen to this. A lot of people are just like, yeah, whatever. Most of us don't read the terms of service on a lot of things we use every day. There's a lot of legalese and all that, and people just, they got other things to do. They don't care. And that may be sad, yes, but that doesn't mean the government should just step in and make all the bad stuff go away. That's a very naive and childish expectation of government, and it may be a manifestation if those on the left or those who have similar ideologies to the left support banning something. It's a manifestation of the want for parents to make all the bullies and all the troubles go away. And I think it's condescending to say that consumers are just too stupid to decide whether they want to use an app that may have risks or use any other service that may have risks. I mean, I do kind of draw the line that we shouldn't endorse things that are sinful, like smoking, but even then, I'm not sure how I'd feel about big federal government stepping in and taking it away, because I tend to think that one of the biggest problems with centralization is that humans are just not capable of handling that kind of power. You have to look at history and you see that. Anytime one person or one small group has too much power, it never ends well for anyone. Even a lot of times the people in power, they may live high on the hog for a while, but eventually people revolt or there's an internal struggle and people who were once at the top end up dead, and it never ends well because only God can handle that kind of power. So I'm not sure how I feel about the federal government stepping in and just banning things willy-nilly. And not only that, but I think sometimes when these warnings are issued, like this may contain that, or this is owned by such and such, and such and such is a bad dude, or whatever it may be. A lot of those warnings are well-intentioned, like, you know, this contains this food dye, or whatever. But they also can be fear-inducing. Whether that's the intent to drive people away from using the product, or just a unintended consequence, depends on which case we're examining, but you know, a lot of these warnings, they may warn people about things people weren't concerned about initially, and so they end up just ginning up fear rather than actually doing what they set out to do and making people feel safer or more secure now that they know the risks. And not only that, but you can tell somebody the risks all day long and they will keep doing it if it's something that they are addicted to or something that they like doing enough. Like, for example, if people are addicted to scrolling TikTok, you could tell them, oh, it's Chinese, it's this, it's that. You could tell them that all day, but if it's an addiction for them, they, at the end of the day, they probably won't want to stop because they're addicted to it now. I mean, it's like we know smoking is sinful and extremely unhealthy. And I'm not trying to claim that TikTok is nearly as unhealthy as smoking, but and just an example, you can tell people that smoking causes lung cancer and it's sinful and whatnot all day long, but if they're addicted, you just telling them that ad nauseum is not going to make them stop. If anything, they might not want to talk to you anymore because you've either burned the bridge by making them mad, making them feel offended or insulted, or you might just make them annoyed and bored because they're tired of hearing it. Now, neither of those means that the truth should not be considered to be the truth if you are talking about something that is like a sin or whatever, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I'm not saying that TikTok is a sin specifically. The Bible doesn't really say that, but I am saying that, you know, you can tell people the dangers of TikTok, you can tell them why it's not great all day long, and you're not going to make them stop using it. Some might, but if somebody's truly addicted to it, or if it's something that they love doing, love being on, you're eventually going to hit a point where your message is not going to be effective, because you've just been beating them over the head with it, and you're going to have the opposite effect. You're going to push them away. It's kind of the same problem I have with the street corner preachers standing there with a megaphone telling everybody they're going to hell. It's like, we can get into the bad theology of some of that another time, but the main other problem you have is even people who might at first want to hear what you have to say, if you're just saying that over and over again, they're just gonna tune you out after a while, because, oh, it's just the guy that's telling us we're all gonna go to hell again. Oh, we've heard that before. And you're just gonna push people away doing that. And if it is something you truly care about, that's the last thing you want to do is, if it's a cause you're passionate about, the last thing you want to do is push people away from it. And then the other issue is that a lot of people have made their living off of TikTok, either their whole living or as a side hustle. And we can say, oh, you should get a real job. And I would be inclined to agree if that's the only income you have is from making videos. In many cases, I would agree, yeah, you should probably do something a bit more productive. But for one thing, if you are doing something productive with your videos, if it's not just videos of you playing a game, if it's videos of you teaching people a skill or trying to educate on an important cause or stuff like that, there could be cases where I would say that is a great use of that skill and that platform. And on the other hand, you know, if you know that the ban is coming and you can adjust accordingly and you can get your followers to follow you on something else, you know, that's great. You should, if you know that the app you're using is going to be going offline here on a certain date or within a certain amount of months or whatever, then yeah, you probably should, just because of the way that planning and deadlines work, you probably should try to secure another way of generating those same eyeballs on your content. However, if you don't know that it's going to be banned, or you don't think it's actually, like, serious, then I can see, okay, you didn't expect this. And, as I said, I tend to be very conflicted about whether TikTok should be banned at all, so I'm not sure what I would say in this specific case to TikTokers specifically who know that, you know, the app's gonna go down or whatever it is. So, yeah, I truly can see both sides of this issue, because there are good arguments and there are bad arguments on both sides. Yes, there was the issue a few years back where girls were quote-unquote developing tics, and it was came to light that they were watching TikTok videos about people that supposedly had tics. Now, whether those people actually had them is up for debate. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest, because it's not something I lose sleep over. But the long and short of it is that these girls were supposedly developing tics, and it turned out they were watching a TikTok video about it, or not just a video, but a bunch of videos about it, and created like a social contagion type thing. And once they stopped watching those types of content, then they stopped having the phantom ticks or whatever it was. And yeah, that's an issue. And you know, we're seeing that gender confusion, the social contagion that generates a lot of gender confusion and people thinking they're animals and whatnot. TikTok is a hotbed of that, but TikTok is not the only place where those kinds of social contagions happen. I mean, that's like, we know that ultra-processed foods are bad for us, but that's like claiming that the blame should be squarely laid on McDonald's for all the heart attacks that people have because of fast food. It's like, no, McDonald's is not the only place where people are getting that kind of food. There are a lot of other fast food places out there where people are getting it, and some of it's not even coming from fast food. So it's kind of the same idea here, because Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, the classroom, when a bunch of kids have social media and then they go to school and they decide that they're all cats and they act like that at school, and then even the kids who don't have social media might be persuaded. So those are just my thoughts. Thank you. Have a blessed day.